This is TechCrunch.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Although many students within the United States enter community colleges intending to transfer to four-year universities, only 16% of those students receive bachelor's degrees within 6 years. But Campus, an online alternative to traditional community colleges, has an approach that aims to change that. Many adjunct professors at the nation's top universities, including UCLA, Princeton, and NYU, earn such low salaries that a quarter of them qualify for some form of government assistance. At the same time, the cost of education has been skyrocketing. I got obsessed with the idea of giving everybody access to these amazing professors at a price that most students can't afford, said Campus founder Tade Oyerindi. Investors seem to be obsessed, too. The company announced Tuesday that it raised a $23 million Series A extension round, led by Founders Fund, with 8 VCE participating. Campus has hired adjunct professors who are also currently teaching at colleges like Vanderbilt, Princeton, and NYU, paying them $8,000 a course, which is much higher than the national average. The cost of attending Campus is $7,200 a year. It's fully covered for students who qualify for federal Pell Grants, allowing about 40% of the college's students to study for free. All students are provided with a laptop, Wi-Fi, and access to tutors. They're paired with coaches who are tasked with making sure that everyone stays on track. Enrollment has been growing fast, according to Oyerindi. Students want to be a part of something modern and new, he said, and they think of Campus as a trampoline into a four-year program. Last year, Campus raised a $20 million Series A, led by Sam Altman and Discord founder Jason Citron, Solo VC, Lakey Groom, Bloomberg Beta, Founders Fund, Reach Capital, and Precursor Venture also participated. Earlier this year, the company caught Shaquille O'Neal's eye, and the basketball star topped up that round. Most of the capital from Campus's first Series A installment went toward purchasing a physical college in Sacramento. While most students study online and are based throughout the country, the community college now offers in-person courses in phlebotomy, medical assistance, and cosmetology. The capital from the Founders Fund-led Series A extension, which Campus is announcing on Tuesday, will be used to fuel growth. The firm boosted its stake in Campus, Founders Fund's first edtech bet, due to the company's scalable tech platform, said partner Trey Stevens. I think the structure is kind of a hack, he said. You can get the cost low enough that there are no out-of-pocket costs. That's very hard to do when there are overhead costs attached. Perhaps this is why VCs have historically avoided backing traditional academic institutions. For now, each class has on average 75 students and 3 teacher assistants. While Oyerindi didn't say whether professor-to-student ratios will increase as enrollment numbers grow, he emphasized that Campus's margins look like those of a tech business. The company is very mindful of for-profit colleges' dark past. In 2019, University of Phoenix, a private university, agreed to pay a $50 million fine and forgive $140 million in student fees, following a 5-year investigation by the Federal Trade Commission into the company's misleading claims about job opportunities available to its students. Campus is not going to saddle students with tons of debt. I don't think this is good for the U.S. economy, Stevens said. We're going to do this in a way that aligns with the goals of the federal Pell Grants. Oyerindi says the company is squarely focused on making sure that the cost of education is low or nothing and that students graduate. Campus faces a surprising challenge, finding the coaches. While attracting professors with a long wait list and students is simple, the company needs coaches who encourage students to stick with their education. If we need engineers or marketing people, that's easy, Oyerindi said. But there's not a pool of people who've done this particular role of building deep relationships, motivating people consistently for multiple years on end. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.